What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees. We here for a quick, spring fall ball update. Yeah, it's even closer than I, you know, my mind is just like, damn, football already. We like a month out. So
and it's still ball, still feel like we just left the goddamn championship game.
I know. It's still a thing. I saw the post. And it was from Carson Beck making a throw in the Cardinals game the other night. And it was like, man, Carson Beck made that same exact throw in the championship game. And I think he said something like, we having a different conversation or, you know, he a hero, something of that nature, right? And I was like, it's too soon, dog. It's still too soon, because you're not wrong. If he dropped that ball in the bucket like it should have been, man, I think Keelan to the house on it. And if not to the house, setting us up for great field position, and we punch this thing on in. But yeah, what it is. Good luck to Beck. He had a good little night on the other night with Arizona. They let him get the start out there, so shout out to him and much success to him. I seen Bulldogs fans trying to claim no, he was toxic, he was a cancer to your team. Cool, no longer, you had to deal with him. We took him on down our wing, he got drafted. And he got rep us now, so that is what it is. But me and X here, other guys out and about, but you know, they did have the third fall practice, so want to give you a couple of highlights or just news and notes from the scrimmage earlier today. So with no further ado, I guess we'll start with where we always start at, man. QB.
QBs look good. Missa looks good. I think so. It might be only one issue with him, mm-hmm. And I think it could be fixed, or maybe this is probably just the way he plays the game. Some may think it's an issue, a major one, but I don't think it's a major issue. Again, like I said, I think he could be fixed, and then I think that's probably just the way he plays the game. And that issue is, I guess he like holds the ball and taps and pass the ball a little bit. Mm. So, again, shit, we've had quarterbacks do that before. So, I don't think it's a major issue. So, it could be worked on. But yeah, he looks good out there, man. He was dropping deep passes to Malley. That's gonna be a new thing this year, because you know all they say is, "Oh, Matty just catch. All he do is catch screens. He can't run routes." Well, no problem. We gonna show you that. Mister gonna drop them balls deep. Luke
looked like he's, because he hit when he named it Malahassee. Yeah, he hit a deep shot against Notre Dame. Yeah, that's all cap. You know, if you watch ball, you know ball. All that was is people keying in on Malley, so we had to just figure different ways to get the ball in his hand.
That's all, man. So
he definitely got. We ain't gonna call him no just all out burner, but he got down the field, possibilities just because of his route running. But anyway, my fault. Who else was getting
it? Luke looked like he's gonna probably most likely be the backup guy.
Nickel.
Yeah, Luke Nickel. He's like he's gonna be the backup quarterback. The quarterback room, I mean, they all was throwing the ball pretty good. So
quarterback while we still there a little bit. And it was something I kind of thought about and then I heard it repeated. What do y'all think chances of Mensa for 2 years?
I what I was told to, I did hear about like some NFL GMs say they was watching Mensa real closely, because a lot of them think he does need 2 years to finish his college career, 2 years instead of jumping out into the NFL. So, mm-hmm. And then you hear the statement that Mario made when he was saying basically we're not gonna go into the portal, but we don't need to.
Right, right.
And I
right.
think that statement was made because Mensa could come
makes
back
sense.
For 2 years.
That so. Makes sense. D-Rob was able to join in. Can you hear us, D-Rob?
Oh yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh yeah, man, I I've been saying that, bro. I think it's a chance. People like, oh, he gonna. I think it's a chance that Mensa gonna come back for his final year. And the reason why I say that is because I think this next class is a really deep class for quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And in their mind, they already have like Arch Manning number one. You know what I'm saying? Like Julian said, they have all these other guys that are kind of ahead of Mensa. And I think that's already predetermined. So I think that we're going to have a great year, and I think Mensa going to surprise everybody. He's going to come back. He probably going to get like $10 million to come back. You know what I'm saying? He's going to get something. I'm just saying, like, he's going to get something. Yeah. And then
what's
I just
up,
think
nephew?
That 20, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then in 28 is when we is when Abrams going to take over, because I think if he comes back, I think Nichols going to go. I think Nichols going to go on. I think he's going to be gone because I think, he, like they said, his people was kind of frustrated that we did go back into the portal, but they weren't, like, upset where he had to leave. Obviously, right, he's going right. to be the number two guy, but I think that I think that Mensa's going to come back. I think Nichols going to say, you know what,
yeah,
I still got 3 years
sure.
left. Yeah, let me go ahead and go, and then he's probably going to end up somewhere, like I said, maybe like a Georgia Tech or, you know, a lower P4 school,
right.
And I think he's gonna do okay. You know what I'm saying? So,
worst case,
I gotta.
He duel it out. You know that next year. You know, I mean, I look at it like this. It really kind of depends on what your ultimate goal is. Some guys just love the game and want to be around the game. Some guys are super focused on trying to get to the league. So it's like, well, if you're gonna get to the league, you know, at quarterback, yeah, for sure, you got to get those reps in. So it would make sense for him at that point to go. But I kind of think, too, same thing with Mensa. You know, yeah, loaded class. And then we've seen it year after year. It's just more reps, better. More games,
yeah,
the better. The more snaps, the better. So it would just be the wise decision, because if you look at Beck, right, who made, I think, let's say roughly six and a half, I think, is what they were saying. And then he signed with the Cardinals. Well, he ended up dropping to the third, which is where I think Mensa might go, even with a good year this year. Even if he goes out there and throw four grand and we win a playoff game or two, I still think he may slide down to the third. And then Carson only got, and he was picked at the top of the third, his deal is 7.5 for 4 years. So you taking a pay cut at that point. So I think, yeah, just kind of looking down the road a little bit in that discussion, I heard it brought up and I was like, yeah, I actually think that's a good point. I do think we actually end up with missing for the two. And then, like X said, kind of lends to what Mario said about not going back to the portal, at least not in the near future, because if you bring Mensa back one more year, then if Nichol decides to stick around, then he gets an opportunity to battle it out with him, Darion Coleman, and Abrams. So, you know, you'd be...
Yeah, but
I
don't think he's going to do that, because I
will.
Think that they... Yeah, I think he'll go, because the fact that it's only one portal window now, it's not like he can say, you know what, I'll come back and then I'll see where I am, see where I am in the totem pole. Yeah, where I stand. I think that he's if Mensa say I'm coming back, I think he's immediately gonna say, you know what, hey coach, I thank you, I appreciate you, but
yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and make that move.
I ain't mad at that.
Cause Coleman ain't going nowhere. Cause even if he hit the portal, I don't think it's nowhere that he's gonna go that's important. And then Judd is just gonna get his degree, and he probably gonna be gone after his degree.
You gonna go play for 2 years. I really wish that happened more often.
Judd gonna end up graduating early. Man, he came early, so he's gonna end up graduating early. Then he'll probably have 2 years to go to another school. So
no doubt.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get off too much of a tangent. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. I was just gonna say that because I think when Izzy come in, I think it's his team, bro. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think it's his team.
And then right after that, you got Cypher.
Yep.
So, you know, you'll be looking at it. It's starting to load up the way you want it to load up. Anyways, a little bit. I know talked about Mally, you know, something I kind of cut you off there. But I know the down the field plays, which, you know, I think that goes to speak early to why so many people think this is going to be the number one offense in college this year, because you now got Barkate on the outside to help pull a little bit of coverage away from Malley. And it'll certainly be super potent if we get that wide receiver three that we kind of can elevate and truly be that third wide receiver in the rotation, you know, outside, obviously, and Malley going to control the slot. Any thoughts early on, X, about who that might be?
I still think it's going to be Josh Moore. He's making the catches out there. He's doing the right thing. Obviously, it's a push. Upshaw, he's doing
a lot about Upshaw.
He's doing a phenomenal job. Also, you know, Cam Vaughn and Jacobs, they doing good jobs. Wingo, the freshman, him and Milan Paris. Spafford, a little fast white boy.
Yeah.
A little fast white boy.
That gets interesting too. Back up at slot, who backing up Malley there? That's gonna be a very interesting.
He's the only other natural, and he's not a natural slot, but he's the only other slot that we have outside of Malley. So that's gonna be interesting to see if he does get the PT when Malley get off the field, or do they do something different. But I mean, it's a battle. It's obviously, man, it's just a couple of days into practice, but it looks different. I ain't gonna lie, it looks different. It don't look the same as it. And last year it looked like that. Like, man, them people talking about, man, they don't care about nothing but this year, about kicking ass this year. Like, so
right,
they not worried about what happened last year. They worried about this year. Everything this year matters. So it just looks different, you know, the wide receiver unit. Man, Lofton is starting to step up and become the guy who we thought he could be.
The year before. I heard he dropped a little weight. How are you looking? I heard he dropped.
Yeah, he drops. Pounds. I think he dropped like 30-some pounds, because last year he was up to like 260-something.
Yeah, I heard he's up to like 260. Yeah. I heard he's now in that 235-ish range, maybe.
Yeah. He looked like the guy who first came in. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to be – I mean, being lighter – lets you move a lot better.
Right.
I still think he's going to be an important part of the offense, man, because he, when he's light, you know, it's hard to guard. I mean, and even last year, he had some plays where they couldn't guard him. So, yeah.
Well, Levi, you said it before, man. He's such a great comp to you know, his boy coming out of Vegas as well, Brevin Jordan. It's so eerily similar, a little bit smaller, superb athlete, just got to stay healthy, man. If he can go healthy this year, and think about it, how important he really will be this year, because we lost Luca Gilbert for the year, who was a guy I was wondering why I was a little quiet on the front with him, because, you know, he played decent amount for a freshman last year, get out on that field. So, yeah, you know, that word hadn't quite gotten out yet. But, yeah, he announced, obviously Mario announced he shut down for the year, so we're going to need him that much more, because then after that, you got to lean a little bit on Mueller. You know, Briggs, I heard, put on some good weight.
Yeah,
we Briggs. Might have a little bit you can put him out there for. But, yeah, our depth now at a position we was already a little, you know, not thinking it's trash, but just probably the most unproven group outside of O-line as a cohesive unit. Yeah, he's going to be that much more important. So I like the weight drop, because hopefully that's going to help him, you know, stay healthy this year too as well, because we're going to need him.
Definitely going to need him, because as you just said, that depth ain't looking too good for that position. So, and that's why I keep telling people, you most likely going to see a lot of four-man wide receivers out there.
Well, we got the weapons.
For one, it's too many weapons. You know what I'm saying? For two, the depth at tight end, you just don't know. And then I also think we're going to do like an up-tempo style offense. So, offensive line, they had their little moments today. You know, pads are on. So, you know, when the first couple of days when pads are on, I don't give a goddamn what anybody report. Like, it ain't no pads. It kind of defeats the purpose of reporting something. But now that pads are on and they can – hit each other, you start to see. So yeah, they had their little moments, some good moments. Looks like the run game is gonna be strong again. We got some good edge rushers where they won some battles, but you know, again, it's you know, first day of them boys actually hitting each other like that. So it'd be good for the offensive line, you know, go up against those speed rushers, because when you play other people, you know, you'll be prepared and ready. So
Like last year, right? You had to go against two first round defensive ends, right? So it ain't much better preparation you can get. You're not gonna face that if you look at our schedule. You're not gonna face nothing like that, you know. Probably this whole season. Notre Dame, who I thought I was disappointed with their defensive front, in all honesty, when we played them, I didn't think they looked that impressive. Outside of that, Clemson usually has a real good D-line. But again, not quite as good as they used to be. So you're going to see the best you're going to see out there on the practice field right now. So this is the time to get all that stuff.
Green tree. That's what they say, the best on green tree.
Made on green tree.
Hey, so
go ahead.
So even with that defensive line, I know we got the rushes, but I think my concern is going to be the rushes, like as far as stopping the run on the outside. We know because we know you're going up that. Let me finish. I know you get a close hand. I'm just telling you, but from what I've gathered, from what it seems to me, right? Mm-hmm. I think in the middle we're gonna be stout in the middle. I think good luck getting 2 yards. You know what I'm saying, going up that middle. But I think on one side, yes, you have Blunt, who's very good in the run game, and on the other side, Wilson. Like, when he was at Missouri and all that, I really didn't see him as a run defender. I saw him as a pass rusher. As you know, that last year we had Mesidor and Bain. They were good in the run game and the passing game. So that's like kind of my concern. I'm not saying that, we're going to be terrible, but I just that when it comes to the defensive line, I think that might be a slight concern for me as far as like them be able to hold contain and, you know what I'm saying? Well, at least, you know what I'm saying? You know, stuff like that.
And to that, you say what? Because that's why I think he came here. So what's your rebuttal to that?
Well,
that's why I think he came to Miami.
As of now, they've been looking great as the, you know, setting the edge, and, you know, basically being able to stop the run. Again, it's, you know, just one day of full pass. So, but yeah, as of now, it looks like they're getting the assignments done, you know what I'm saying? But I guess, you got to see it done in the actual game and stuff like that.
For sure. I hear what you're saying, D-Rod. I hear that. I understand. I mean, I think that was a big part of, though, why he said he wanted to come here to learn from JT, to be as well-rounded as those guys. Now, he's going to be at a disadvantage because he's only got 1 year. He got two left, right, if he wants.
No,
the plan is to leave, or do he got one or two?
Yeah, nah,
I think he has one more because he's a 22 or 23.
Yeah, because he did one at Georgia, what, two at Missouri?
He did two at Missouri, and I think, now he's at Miami.
He played as a true freshman, so he only got 4 years. He's done. Like,
but no, they got the 5-5. Ain't that in effect now? Because that's how them Indiana players came.
That's a lot of those players had the red shirt too. They count the red shirt, but if you playing as a true freshman, they not counting that. I thought the five, man,
it didn't even matter. You could play another year even after you grad. Like,
no, now it does. But once the 22 class, most of the people who did come back in the 22 class, those are the guys who got redshirted.
Okay.
They do 22. So that year didn't count. But then they saying, well, listen, we'll just give you that extra year back. Yeah. So now you got the 5-for-5.
I mean, also, if you want to finagle something, they'll find some way. Yeah, but man, I think his goal is to go, you know, this year, possibly stay in that first round or get in the first round. Because I think what you're saying is very valid, D-Raw. I think that's what slides Wilson out of that conversation is his lack of elite, at least, you know, top-level run game. Hopefully, you know, he take all the tips. He came here for the reason he wanted to come here for. He saw what happened with Rube and Mesidor, and like, all right, look, take this training, take this tutelage, you learning from a great, you see what he was able to help mold those guys to do, and, you know, keep the culture going, too, as an older guy, like, you know, I saw a clip with Ruben Bain the other day. He was like, you know, everybody got to watch film. You know, he was like, yeah, and if you don't watch that film, you got to see me in the end zone. And you got to roll, you know, you got to roll the length of the field. So everybody know, man, when you at that championship level, it's player-led teams. And if you know, tremendous shout out to Cam Ward, who I think really helped implement and see that in this program. And I never forget when Jacoby George was out there trying to play catch with Lamar Jackson. He was like, man, if you don't get your ass over here, talking about you ain't catching from Lamar Jackson, your ass ain't going to catch from me if you don't get here to this practice. So, you know, that's what I need Damon to do, too. Take this tutelage and also continue to coach. What you about to say, D?
Hey, real quick. So I wanted to look it up just to make sure. So it says, based under the new NCAA's new base eligibility rule, D1 athletes have 5 years to complete 5 seasons, starting from high school graduation or their 19th birthday, whichever comes first. So this is his 4th year, because they say traditional redshirt years and waivers are gone. There's like the only exceptions are religious missions, maternity leave, and active duty service. Right. So he can still come and play his 5th year, because that's why all them people sued from the 22 class. And they won that lawsuit. That's why all them people came back to, you know, play a 5th year. Because Wesley Bissanth, he can come back and play a 5th year if he wanted to. He's probably not. I mean, even though, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But he can come back.
Has he been cut? Because I keep hearing people say Wes. Has he been cut from the Chiefs already? I hadn't heard that. And plus, no disrespect to Wes. I think Wes did a great job. But who's Spotty going to take?
Yeah, I mean, nobody.
I don't think you take Chase or Torrey spot at this point.
Nah, he don't. So. And then Brockemeyer, right? Because Brockemeyer.
Right, Brockemeyer,
They said the same thing, but he signed. He's actually on the active roster, so he can't come back. He signed a contract. So it wasn't like he got cut or whatever. Yeah. So they was like, he actually might start at the Falcons. So, but he was a name. Mm-hmm. So I think that he can still come. Yeah, I think he can come back for one more year to complete that 5th year. That's just if he wants to. You know what I'm saying? I know what the goal is.
I think it depends on how the season goes. That's it. I think that's all it is. Depending on how the season goes. If it goes the way he wants it to, he goes out there and gets 7-8 sacks. You know, the grunt game looks much improved, then he's gonna go ahead and take off because he probably second round at worst. You know, I think maybe a situation where the sacks not quite adding up. But he still got such a frame, man. You remember, this is a 5-star kid. And the NFL still just, they get enamored with the same thing coaches in college get enamored with. Hey, this is a huge kid, huge frame. He's got some production. We can get some more out of him. So, speaking on the defensive side, it was kind of a back and forth from him with the DBs and the wide receivers, right? I'm hearing the other practice, DBs, may have had a little edge on him, but then how this one? Would you hear X like a little bit more? Because
back and forth, off receivers getting off, and the DBs they doing a good job. Back and forth, it's a real battle. It's only one person out there that could guard Malley, and that's Marion Thornton. Everybody else, man, it ain't looking good for guarding Malley. But it's a back and forth. OJ, he did, and this is what I want him to do. He needs to catch the fucking ball. He ended up dropping the interception. That was yesterday, not today.
Yeah. I heard about that one. Got a good hand on one.
Like, man, goddamn it, pick it off. You know what I'm saying?
right. Bring it in.
It's back and forth. You know what I'm saying? It's a back and forth battle. Some moments the right receiver unit look good. Some moments the defensive backs look good. So, like it. I like it. Now, again, like I said, Lofton, he's another one who, like, hit Lofton and Malley basically are the two guys who, like, really been – who not being covered out there. They getting open. Those two guys getting open. Barkay, he made a hell of a catch today. He was covered. Like, I think the nigga was in his skin and still caught football. So
Swaggy B, Barkay, no doubt. And then, so, you know, I saw one of the plays from the previous clip, from the previous practice where Mally got behind Chase something. And, you know, shit. I was like, well, number one, that's not. But I want to give some credit because Chase was in pretty damn good position. He's a fast dude. So, you know, like, Chase wasn't in horrible position. It was a well-placed ball, and you know, he got a little step on him. But, yeah, I hear a little bit of struggling with the pass coverage today.
It's like the linebackers go. Yeah, the linebackers, they didn't do so good in the coverage. Again, like I say, you know, Lofton, he just was getting open. But it is so I'm not too worried just yet.
Right.
Again, it's still early, but I think when we know it's passing situations, I think we'll put in other guys who can cover a lot better than Torrey and Chase.
Okay, so with that said, I had a little question for you too before we kind of pivot from there. Still early, obviously, but you know, we're putting like the shells on. Who would you pencil in right now for linebacker three?
Bobby Pruitt.
Okay.
He's probably three. Killen Wiley's looking good. Shoot, the other day, man, he came off the edge on a blitz. And yeah, it was nothing.
See, my concern with him, I think he's gonna end up playing edge.
Well, you know what? His daddy said that the other day. He was like, man, I don't care what position they put my son in. He's at linebacker or edge. He's just gonna get on the field and make a play. And I was like, oh shit, they probably gonna have him at edge. But
I could see eventually because he kind of framed up a package. Lot like Lightfoot, right? Yeah. I mean, his frame is similar to that of a Marquise Lightfoot, right? So, you know, shit, they probably around the same weight too.
He said his boy is like 6'4", 240, 241.
Right, exactly. I'm like, yeah, he's every bit of 240 pounds. I'm like, shit. And you know, if the linebacker part ain't clicking all the way at the collegiate level, that you know, I'm already hearing he's a good pass rusher. Yeah, might be time to get in that room.
Cause he's already bigger than he should be already bigger than Pickett and Scroggins, ain't he?
But Scroggins put on a little weight. Yeah, Scroggins not tall. He put on some more weight though, but he's not tall.
He's a little closer to like 6'2", right?
Yeah. He like 6'2".
Kamal Bonner.
He's out there. Shit, it's like almost my first time actually noticing that he's out there. he's there. You know, hopefully he get it together because he's a veteran linebacker that could probably help us out. Marcelin, he's just so damn smart, man. He gets in there. He just makes the plays. He's always right there. Like, he's always
right
there at the right spot at every moment. And you just know if he was the, you know, this linebackers that we want now, like the 6'2",
right,
6'3", yeah, guys, he's probably starting over all the linebackers.
You know, you make me think of kind of like a Manny linebacker, like a Corey Flagg. Marcelin, Flagg don't have that elite athleticism or frame, but man, he was. Especially his last year with us, he really was playing smart football and playing.
Real smart.
He was playing real good football for us.
And you know, the good thing is Marshall he's more athletic and faster than Corey Flagg. So,
right. Yeah.
But he's just small. But he's an alpha. He a dog. He's a dog, boy.
Love it. All right. Well, lastly,
hey, I got one question before we get to that. Hey, so I had a question. So what's going on with McCompany? Because you know he switched from D end to tight end. What's going on with him?
Cole,
like
yeah,
anything?
Cole,
yeah, Cole, man. Cole McCompany. He's a transfer candidate. So
yeah, he getting lost out there in the sauce a little bit.
Yeah, he definitely getting lost.
I hate it for him, but man, it's just how I go. Like city business, getting out recruited. You know that's why he went to the tight end room anyways.
He lost in the sauce, man. Because remember he's been hurt since he's been here.
Right. Freshman year, he got meaningful snaps, got out there, you know. He was in real game time situations. I think what really killed him was the injury And then he just started getting out recruited. So then he goes to the tight end room. Only problem is, like, man, this college tight end, like, how much? This ain't high school tight end. He got the frame. Do you have the, you know, the blocking ability, the route running ability?
That's tough. Nah, he doesn't look like a natural tight end. He kind of like, it looked like we just switched the position, and now he's struggling even more because
even
he don't
more than
know.
He was, right? Yeah,
he don't know. So yeah, that's he's possible to
go back to DN. I mean, man, ain't nothing wrong with bouncing back and trying to just reshape some things. You know, get yourself because hell yeah, the other tight end that came in, Jackson Carver, he hurt. Haven't heard anything from him, so I think he's probably a transfer candidate as well. He was raw to begin with, you know, like he was a guy that played like hockey and all that other stuff. Great frame, good athlete, but I think the injuries have put him in a position too where he hasn't developed into a real college tight end. But yeah, oh yeah, lastly, you know, kickers matter, right? We know how it go in there, shit ain't right. What the kicking game look like?
Well, they made some field goals today.
Who is the kicker? I don't know who the damn kicker is.
Yeah, and the one from North, is it from Northwestern or something like that?
See, this is how I go when you're a kicker. You either terrible and we all know your name, or you good. And we all know your name, right? Like, everybody can remember Andy Borgalis like that, right? Like, that's our dog in the NFL. He doing his thing. So it's like, okay, cool. He can't be at the top of your brain. But when it's, you know, we don't have that familiarity, then it's like, oh, shit, who is such and such? So hopefully we don't have to ever have to learn these guys' names for being bad kickers. Hopefully they make their name as being good kickers for us. So
man, listen, I hope we don't even have to worry about no damn kickers. I hope we score touchdowns. Let them niggas.
Well, they still got to make the extra point. Hey, you got to do one more for me. Then make that damn extra point and kick off.
They can't make the extra point, man. They don't need to be on the football team.
I know, especially in college.
Hey,
right?
Hey, that's one position I say we going to the portal next year. Kicker, man. We got
to
get a
hell yeah. We going to the portal every year for kicker. We ain't getting no high school kickers no more unless they last name Borgalis.
All we gotta do is just go like everybody else. Just go to Australia, get your punter from there. Yeah, they ain't quite as good at the kick game though. Yeah, that's true. Get your punter from Australia. Jake Weinberg, that's one of them. The kid that transferred from Florida State. And let's see. Oh yeah, the older dude, Jack Olson, that transferred from Northwestern.
Yeah,
he had a high conversion rate. So, and then you got Carter Davis doing the kickoffs. Abram Murray and Will Rocha, who I've never even heard of. So. I guess basically it's Jake. I think you're pretty much going to end up with Jake doing the kickoffs, Jack kicking for us, you know, field goals, the extra points, and Carter kind of end up somewhere in between. But hey, early enough, all I ask you to do, man, just get it between them two yellow skinny poles. You know, Miami, for better or worse, we actually got a decent kicking tradition too. So just keep shit going. We ain't asking a lot. Hit that motherfucker right through the middle of it. I need all That's you got it. To give me is 45. You got to give me 45 yards. You can do that, you're in good standing with me. No doubt. All right. Well, gotta get up out of here. We appreciate y'all pulling up. The latest from Fall Ball. You hear here first. And keep you updated as things continue. The information continues. Come on, man. We are less than a month away. I just took my time off for the Florida State game. Got that out officially in the books. Booked my hotel probably tomorrow with one of my coworkers. You got a little.
Oh man, you're gonna have fun. That's gonna be my birthday tailgate. So you know I'm popping.
Hell yeah. That's probably the only game I'm gonna be able to make this year. So I was like, man, I gotta make Florida State. So yeah, I just went ahead and got that out the way. I was like, if I can't go to one, it's gotta be Florida State this year. So see y'all out there if you're pulling up, man. Once again, another episode of 26 Degrees. We'll be right back at you. Peace.
Peace, peace, peace.
Peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.